A Midsummer Night, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Horny Flasher by Niels Copenhagen. Some might call me a flasher when they hear my story. Personally, I prefer exhibitionist. It's illegal to expose oneself to others, and when I do it in such a sophisticated way that no one would suspect me of flashing, as they call it. For example, I can lie down on a beach to sunbathe. I pretend to be in a deep sleep while my boxer shorts slip to the side so everyone can see my cock. Behind my closed eyes, I can hear people walking by. I also hear people giggling. I stay there, pretending to sleep until my dick gets hard, and then I have to turn over on my stomach. I can also forget to fasten the flies in my trousers. I'm always the one who's the most shocked when I notice. I apologise to everyone around me who sometimes, and sometimes not, points it out to me. I guess it helps that I don't look like a flasher. Not that I think a flasher looks a certain way, but people tend to picture them as someone pathetic. I, on the other hand, am an ambitious young businessman. I always wear the newest ties, tailored trousers and expensive shoes. Let's get back to the event that I wanted to tell you about. I live right next to a big lake with a beach at one end of it. The other end borders a forest, and it's actually possible to go swimming there as well. There are many joggers in the forest, as well as numerous young women. One day, I had an idea. I went down to the lake, put my clothes in a plastic bag, and pulled on my swimming shorts. I hid the plastic bag underneath some bushes. I would get them later. When I saw two young women come running in snug-fit tights, I pulled off my swimming shorts and hid them under the same bush. I hurried into the water and back up again. As the women got closer, I walked over to them naked, holding my hands in front of my dick. "I'm so sorry," I said. "This is really embarrassing, but someone must have stolen my clothes when I went for a quick dip. Could you help me, please?" I did my best to look pitiful, as I enjoyed how the two young women eyed up my body and tried to catch a glimpse of what I was hiding behind my hands. "Have you looked everywhere?" one of them asked in a worried voice. The other one couldn't contain her laughter. I let out an embarrassed chuckle and told them I had looked for the clothes but couldn't find them. "Okay," said the one in hysterics, who eventually got a hold of herself. "Where do you live?" I told them my address, and they promised to take me to the car. It was only about 500 meters away from the parking lot. The laughing lady pulled her jumper from around her waist. "Here, put this on," she said. I accepted the jumper, even though it meant taking my hands off my dick. Despite the cold water having shrunk it a bit, they could still see that I was well equipped. "That's so kind of you," I said gratefully. We walked up to the car. I tried to pull down the short jumper, but no matter how hard I tried, it wasn't long enough to hide my private parts. The car belonged to the woman who laughed at me. She eventually introduced herself as Cecily. The other woman's name was Lena. We got talking, and despite the awkward situation, we managed to sustain a normal conversation.